God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. So good to see y'all tonight. Really excited about our service tonight. I really look forward to it on Wednesday nights. It's good for me. Good for my soul and for my spirit. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If I get each one of you that can, let's just stand as we go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request? Praise the Lord. Back in the box. Okay. I want to cover everybody. Right. Or for y'all that couldn't hear him, let's remember Brother Allen and Sister Sharon and all the text blasts we're getting right now with all those that are sick and shut in, those that are going through situations. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. The Lord sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise your holy name. We thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name tonight, dear Lord. Lord, we just welcome each and every one as we just welcome your presence, dear Lord, in our service. Lord, may we just give you all the honor and glory and everything said and done, every instrument played, every song sung, dear Lord, every hand that's raised. Lord, we just want to worship you and we thank you, Lord, for that peace and that love and that joy. Lord, we just love and praise you. Dear Lord, now as we open up our service, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just completely fill this house, Lord, here with our young people downstairs and also with the teens outside. Lord, again, we thank you for your love and your mercy. Lord, as we come together now, dear Lord, we lift up each and every prayer request, so spoken and unspoken. Dear Lord, we ask you to touch each and every situation. Dear Lord, there are those that we know that are at the hospitals right now that are going through testing. Dear Lord, we ask you to touch them. Those that are going through procedures, dear Lord, those waiting on results. Lord, we know we place our health into your mighty hands. And dear Lord, also we lift up our families, our children, our grandchildren. Lord, our jobs and each and every situation that we face each and every day. My Heavenly Father, we just love you. We thank you very much, dear Lord, for your love for us. Lord, again, we just ask you to bless our pastor. Strengthen him and his family, dear Lord. And we ask you to be with those in the nursing homes and assisted living. Lord, we pray for the help, for the caretakers also, dear Lord, to touch them. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? I said just a minute ago, and the answer was yes. Yes. You ought to sing up. Just praise the Lord tonight. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing fire? Are you washed in the blood? Trusting in his grace this time, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion bright? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Amen.
garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, must be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. I would just, as we were singing that, in that fourth verse, this call to each and every one of us. Not just to the chosen, it's not just to the elect. And it says, lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And it says, there's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, for each and every one of us, and our family and our everyone in this nation and everything that we are, then it says, oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. The only true way, the only direct way, and that's in the name of Jesus Christ. Precious blood that was shed for you and I. As we worship tonight, as we get ready for service, just keep that call. Anybody watching online, if you have not turned your life over to the Lord, to Jesus, this call is going out to you now. Today is the day. The day is the day that we give our life to the Lord. Praise God. And if we've stumbled and we've fallen and we feel like we've drifted so far away, still, today is the day. That fountain is still flowing. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. And I got a couple of announcements just to bring up, please. We had the big announcement this last weekend. It's hard to believe it's already June. But Vacation Bible School is July 10th. Through the 13th. The kickoff is the 10th, that Sunday night. And there's Miss Karen will be heading it up. And there's also, we've had a meeting the other day, but if you'd still like to get involved in any way possible with Vacation Bible School, whether it be behind the scenes or if anything that you want to do, please just let us know. Also, just an update to the guys, for those of you that didn't make it, we had a great Band of Brothers meeting last night. I want to continue to invite y'all to join in with us in our Band of Brothers. It's not just for a certain group. It's also open to everyone. And I think we had church cleaning. Is that which day? 18th. I knew I wrote down the 18th for a reason. June 18th, that Saturday morning, make plans. If everybody shows up and we come with just bring everything that you can. They'll give us a list of what needs to be done. We're going to have our spring, it's into summer, cleaning that we do every year. So mark your calendar for that Saturday morning, June 18th, and we'll be meeting probably fairly early. I think it's around 8 a.m. So also, and I think Brother Eddie said that afternoon is a cookout, Brother Praise Church. Flat Rock Road, yeah. I've seen their sign. They got that land. So it's going to be a busy time, and I think Miss Tabitha, I didn't write the date down. I saw the flash on asking for the baby bottles too. Those of you that took the donate, that she's set a date on it. I saw it, but I didn't write the date down. I apologize. So Sunday week, okay. Praise the Lord. Any other announcements? I don't want to forget anybody. Praise God. Well, thank you. Brother Jim, thank you. Would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering? Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you. praise the Lord. Brother Morrow, if you would come on up first, and then Sister Linda, and then Brother Jim, if you would, after.
Amen. It's good to be in church tonight. It's good. It's good to have my granddaughter with us tonight. She went for school. I was going to say school is out, and we're gonna get to go somewhere and go camping, and we got couple months to hang out together. So just thank the Lord for His blessings on us. Jesus told His disciples of things to come. He would be persecuted and mocked by some. The Son of Man would die on the cross, but He didn't stay dead, and He won't stay gone. He didn't stay dead, and He won't stay gone. Jesus is coming to take us home. By His blood He has bought me. In His word He has taught me. He didn't stay dead, and He won't stay gone. Aren't you glad tonight? He's still alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. In the Bible we told He surely would come, like a thief in the night, with the trump of God. The King of all kings, who paid the cost. He didn't stay dead, oh no, and He won't stay gone. He didn't stay dead, and He won't stay gone. Jesus is coming to take us home. By His blood He has bought me. In His word He has taught me. He didn't stay dead, and He won't stay gone. He didn't stay dead, and He won't stay gone. Won't stay gone. To His name. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, He is.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you did not die in vain and you have come back. Praise the name of the Lord. We're looking for you again on that second time. You never know about him. What do you do? Lord, help us. We love y'all tonight. We do. We love you. Y'all worship the Lord as I try to sing, "I Know My God Can Do It." B flat. Three Hebrew boys were thrown into the fire. Before the king they would not bow. But he said, "Oh, listen, king, let it be known. We serve a living God, we're not alone. Well, I know my God can do it. To Him there's nothing to it. I know He'll see me through His sweet victory. Even when storms are raging, He is my rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. gates of Jericho. They knew that they would fall, God told them so. And just like He worked for them, He's working now. My God will never change, He has great power. Oh, I know my God can do it to Him. There's nothing to it, I know He'll see me through His sweet victory. And even when storms are raging, He is my rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He. Well, I know my God can do it to Him. There's nothing to it, I know He'll see me through His sweet victory. Even when storms are raging, He is my rock of ages. I know that He is able, mighty is He.
Just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine or its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't see to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. But another, through the plain or the flood, but His presence goes before me. And I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't see to understand, but I know I know.
I don't know if I can get through this with my... Anyway, whatever. I'll try. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to be like Him. Though often I fail and bring Him much shame, it's my desire to live for Him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, you would know the reason why I love Him so. Now you can take this world's wealth and riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire to live for Him. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who may have failed to see the way. I too once was lost, but I found my way to God. It's my desire to live for Him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, you would know the reason why I love Him so. Now you can take this world's wealth and riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire. It's my desire. It's my desire to live for Him.
Yes. Man. Yes, he has. Amen.
Praise God. Amen to that. Hallelujah.
Burned her car up, said that she pulled right up to the garage. There was not a char, there was not smut, there was not anything on the house. God protected all of them, saved them. Car was lost, but he kept his hand between the car and the house. And if you know how a car burns, when you're 2 feet from something that's ignitable, it just don't happen, it's going to burn. The fire department told me, said, we thought it was coming for a house fire, especially when we pulled up and saw how close the car was. It never even got soot on the house. It's just like the three Hebrew children. Walked through, not even smelling a smoke.
Thank God.
So I thank God they protected all of them because They all went to bed. They was all asleep. And the daughter just happened to get up and go to the kitchen and saw the car on fire. And so they was all out and okay, but I thank God for protecting
them. Amen. Not only is he a saving God, and a delivering God, and a healing God, but he's a protecting God too. Amen. How many's got joy in their heart? We're going to try this, amen, for Sister Evelyn tonight. We don't have all of her band here, but we got Sister Penny and Brother Tommy, so we good to go. F. One day I was walking in a world of fear, no rest for my weary soul. Then I met a man who said he'd be my friend. All my burdens God did roll. He took those worldly desires, gave me heavenly fire. And I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Well, there's joy in my heart, joy in my mind. It's joy since that happy day. I've got joy in my hands, joy in my feet, and it's joy in every way. God took those worldly desires, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. I've got my eyes on Jesus, got my mind made up. I'm gonna tell it everywhere I go. Well, there ain't nobody gonna turn me around, cause Jesus is in control. He took those worldly desires, he gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Well, it's joy in my heart, joy in my mind. It's joy since that happy, happy day. I've got joy in my hands, joy in my feet. It's joy in every way. God took those worldly desires, he gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. But if you got Jesus, you got joy. You can have joy even in bad times. Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. That's precious. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's a pleasure to sing it for you. It certainly is.
Thank God for that generation, amen, that loved us, raised us. And I, too, my grandmother, she would, sometimes the kitchen was her sanctuary. She could get happy washing dishes. She'd get happy cooking supper. She just praised the Lord. And that exactly what Sister Evelyn was talking about, her grandmother. And you'll always have those precious memories. Thank God for that. Even though those precious saints are already gone home for their reward, we can still have those memories of them and the memories of yesteryear and when things were a little slower pace, but God was just as real, amen. And, we need to understand what joy is about. Joy is not in material things. Joy is not in how much you have, what kind of house you live in, what kind of car you drive. All of those are temporary things. But joy is knowing that your heart is right. Joy is knowing that Jesus has saved you and filled you with the precious Spirit, and knowing that your sins have been washed in the precious blood of Jesus, and knowing that we have a home in glory. Amen. Are you thankful for that? So you ought to have joy in your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I got good news for you. Jesus is coming. I said, Jesus is coming. Why do you know that? Because he said it. Jesus said it, amen, and I believe it. I don't know when it's going to happen. I do know it's sooner than yesterday. We're one day closer to the coming of the Lord. If you're not ready, now's the time to get ready. Amen. Don't put it off. Don't wait till an opportune time. The opportune time is now. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. And I know that Jesus loves us. How do I know that? Because he said it, amen, in his word. The precious red letters of the Bible tells us what Jesus spoke and what he said. During his short ministry, we think that as many lives that Jesus changed, and he's still changing lives, many miracles that he performed, and he did those in just 3.5 years of his ministry. What a spectacular, amazing events were those that he did. I mean, constantly he was touching lives, changing lives, healing folks every day that he was on this earth. And still today he is touching and changing lives. If you have your Bible, go with us to the book of St. John. We're going to read some of the red letters tonight. Going to the 14th chapter of the book of St. John. We often find ourselves in this particular passage of Scripture at the homegoing of a precious saint. Amen. How many knows that when a saint goes home, it is a homegoing. It's a time. I know we miss them, and I know that there's a sadness there. But in our spirit rejoices in the fact that all of their problems, all their troubles and their trials and their sickness and affliction are a thing of the past, and they've gone home to receive a crown of glory and a glorified body. And we often use this particular passage of Scripture. But Jesus spoke these words at a different time. It wasn't at a passing of a loved one, wasn't necessarily to comfort, but it was to tell the disciples basically what his mission on this earth was. Not to leave you standing long, but I just wanted to share that with you. In the 14th chapter of the book of St. John, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." We ought to shout praise the Lord on just that promise. Verse 4, "And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know." Thomas spoke up and said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said this, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for another opportunity to gather together. Thank you for those who are here tonight. God, and I pray your blessing, I pray your anointing upon each and every one here tonight. God, we do ask you to reach out, minister healing to those who stand in need of prayer tonight. God, there's so many needs, so much sickness, but Father, we know that you're a healer of all disease, and I pray, God, that you would touch and anoint tonight. Lord, I pray, God, that you would especially move on those who have not made a commitment to serve you. Lord, I pray that you would prick their hearts, convict their soul, and bring them to an altar of repentance before it's everlasting too late. Father, I humbly ask you tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel, God, that you might get honor and glory. Speak to us tonight. God, give us direction. God, give us instruction from your holy and precious word. We'll be careful to give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. If I had a message topic or title, it would simply be what I've already said. Jesus said it. Jesus said it, I believe it. Amen. If the Bible says it, I believe it. I still believe this is God's holy word. Amen. Men have tried to change it. Some have tried to update it. Some have even tried to omit parts of it. We need to be careful and understand that we don't need to change a dot or a tittle to God's word. God's promises are yea and yea, and his commandments are for us to obey. Amen. And we're supposed to adhere and be familiar with the precious word of God. Jesus was speaking to his disciples as he often did. Now, this was just prior, or basically before he said this, there was a very memorable account that took place in the Bible. And many times we sometimes kind of put Peter down for the statement that he made. And we got to understand that if we read the Bible, Peter was quick to speak. A lot of times, he was very outgoing, he was very aggressive, and sometimes he had that disease that let his mouth run away with him just a little bit. But Jesus was speaking to them, basically, and preparing them that I will be going away. Oh, and their first response, we'll just go with you. We'll just go with you. Jesus said, no, not now, not where I'm going, and I'm paraphrasing now. Not where I'm going, you cannot come, but you can come later. And Peter speaks up, and Simon Peter said unto the Lord, Lord, whither goest thou? Where are you going? In other words, I want to go with you, basically. Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And Peter said, you know, he's just not taking no for an answer. He's just saying, in verse 37, Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? Why can't I do what you did? Not really realizing the mission that Jesus had to go through. I will lay down my life for thy sake. You know, the Bible talks about a vow. This is not really a vow. This is a statement. But it said it's better to never make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Peter, I believe he was sincere. I believe he really, at that particular time, meant it. That I'll lay down my life for you, Lord. That's how much I love you. That's how much that I respect you. And that's how much I want to protect you. Until the trial came. Until the actual event came. Where he had that opportunity. And Jesus said unto him, or answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? He asked him, and verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Three times you're going to deny me before morning, before the cock crows. And then he goes into speaking to the disciples to calm them and to reassure them. I mean, he's thankful for the calming spirit of the Lord, the reassurance of the Lord. I will tell you, I am so thankful that Jesus' Spirit lives within us, because in this day and time, in this hour that you and I are living in, I may be speaking just for myself, but constantly I'm having to abide or depend on that just for reassurance, just to know that the Lord is going to see me through these situations, these issues, and these problems that we sometimes face on a daily basis. And certainly Jesus was preparing the disciples that he would not be with them in the form of a bodily form, but he still would not leave them comfortless. So he would begin to tell them, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In other words, believe in the Spirit of God. You believe in the mission that God has sent me to do. In other words, Jesus was preparing them, not verbatim, but he was preparing them, saying, you know what, basically, boys, if you just want to know the truth, I'm about to die on the cross of Calvary. Now, that would have been some very disturbing news for his disciples to hear. Jesus was compassionate, if he was anything. So he was kind of giving it to him kind of as easy as he possibly could, laying the groundwork to let them know that his mission was not to be with them and walk with them for 30 or 40 years. His mission was to come to minister and to lay down his life as the sacrificial lamb for God, amen, so that our sins could be redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You believe in God, believe also in me. Then he begins to talk about the future. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions, are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. But then he says, I go prepare a place for you. Many times I've used that scripture, as I said, at the speaking of a loved one or a precious saint of God who is gone. And I often refer and tell the congregation, can you imagine the preparation that our Lord and Savior is going through at this particular time? If he loved us enough to die for us, which he did, and he was raised again and came forth victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and going away to prepare a place, can you, in fact, I can't imagine. It's beyond my ability to comprehend. It's beyond my ability, and I've got a vivid imagination. Probably every one of us have thought of what we've read and what we've heard, and maybe in our mind we try to picture the greatness, the majesty, the beauty of heaven, the glorified state that we're going to be in. But even in our most extreme imagination, I don't think, amen, that it will do justice to what the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us, for those that love him, for those that have accepted him, and for those that are living for him. He said, I'm going away. I'm going to prepare a place that where I am, you may be also. Amen. Isn't it going to be wonderful to be with Jesus for an eternity? Amen. If you're looking forward to that, give the Lord praise. I don't believe it's going to be much longer. I believe the journey's kind of on this downhill slide. I believe we crossed the mountain and we're on the other side. I don't know the day nor the hour, nor does anybody that I know the day or the hour. But I do know that Jesus said, I'm coming again. And because he said it, I'm looking for him each and every day of my life. If he doesn't come tomorrow, I'm looking for him the next day. I want to be ready, don't you? I don't want to have to run back to the church house. I don't want to have to run back to the altar. When I lay my head on my pillow at night, I want to know with assurance that I am ready to go home should the Lord call me or should the Lord split the eastern sky, because he is coming back. And then he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Now, we got to believe everything that Jesus said. We can't just pick and choose at to believe what Jesus said. Too many people are doing that today. Too many people want to pick out the good parts and the easy swallow parts and the you know, the kind of the dessert parts of the Bible. But if you're going to believe what Jesus said, you got to believe it in its entirety. Amen. You also got to believe that if there is a heaven, there is a hell. There is a reward that's given to us if we obey the Lord and obey the scriptures and repent and come to Jesus and ask him to save us and to fill us with his spirit. We know that we have a promise of a glorious place. If we deny him, if we put him off, if we don't do what the Bible says as a commandment, then we don't need to expect that we're going home with Jesus when he comes again. Just because Jesus loves us, he does love us. But he has also given us commandment. He has also laid down the plan of salvation that we must adhere to. I thought that this particular passage of Scripture probably would be, and Jesus preached a lot of wonderful sermons. He lived, his life was a sermon. But I thought about this. This pretty much surmises the destiny and the mission that Jesus Christ came and bled and died on the cross of Calvary for us. Promise of tomorrow. Promise that he won't leave us and he won't forsake us. And he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That gives us joy. It's joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. It's joy when I read the promises that are laid down in the Word of God to let us know that we got a better place to go to. Do you believe that with me tonight? Do you believe heaven's going to be so much better than what we have down here on this earth?
Again, we can't even imagine, nor can I imagine, what the Lord has in store for us. And whither I go, you know, he tells. Now listen, this is very important. Because whether they realize it or not, they already know the way. And they already know the truth. And they already know the life, because they already know Jesus. Amen? And they say, whither I go, Jesus does, whether I go or where I'm going, you already know. And the way, you already know. Thomas, boy, he gets a bum rap sometime for being the doubter, doesn't he? That's, you know, isn't that the way society is? You can have a lot of good things going on in your life. You can do a lot of good things. But if you ever mess up or do something, isn't that what you're normally known for? Because people like to see and talk about the bad things in people's lives rather than the good things. If you read about the life of Thomas, for the most part, he was a devout follower of Christ. He was loved Jesus and all, but he was like so many of society today. He needed a little bit of proof. And don't tell me we ain't never said, well, Lord, I need to, you know, I'm going to put my faith in you, but I need a sign. You know what the signs are for? The Bible says they're for the unbelievers. Amen. If we believe, we don't really need a sign. We just put our faith and trust in God. And how many knows that he'll do it if we believe him? Does anybody believe that there's anything impossible with God? No. All things are possible with the Lord. But Thomas speaks up. He's being just as honest and sincere as he possibly can. And he saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. We don't know where you're going. We don't understand what you're talking about. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, don't you love Jesus' patience? Don't you love his compassion, his gentleness, and his meekness? And he tells us on the Sermon on the Mount that that's what we're supposed to do. He tells us in one place, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Be ye holy as he is holy. Gives us the perfect example. If you want a pattern for your life, it's in the red letters of the Bible. Amen. You pattern your life after Jesus Christ. You love those that even spitefully use you. You love your enemies. Amen. You know, that's what Jesus said to do. And to love one another as he has loved us. So, and Jesus very patiently and very compassionately says, I am the way. Thomas, you know the way. I am the way. And also, I'm the truth. And the life. And then this sixth verse is probably the most profound, all-inclusive sermon that could be preached time and time in any setting. If you just read verse 6. And he says, the truth and the life. Then he says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Perfect. You know, when you read it and you join these scriptures together, Jesus is not contradicting the word whatsoever. He did not come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. He did not come to do away with blood sacrifice. He came to be the sacrificial lamb himself. No more goats, no more rams, no more turtle doves to be offered up. He came, amen, as the perfect sacrificial lamb and willingly laid down his life so that you and I and the rest of the world, if they would obey, could be born again and saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thomas, I'm the way. I'm the truth, and I am the life. No man can cometh to the Father. In other words, none of you can go where I'm going unless you're born again and received by redeeming precious blood that I'm going to share on the cross. He couldn't share all of that with them just right then. It had been too much for them to comprehend. But he was laying the groundwork that what he was about to do was going to be a life-changing event. How many is thankful that Jesus did not back out? He could have. He could have. He had the authority to call angels down from heaven to deliver him. He could have, but he didn't. He could have come off the cross. He could have thrown the cross down and not gone through it. But you know why he didn't? It's because he got victory and subjection over the flesh in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he prayed and prayed and prayed. You know, he wasn't praying because his spirit was not willing. He was praying because his flesh was not willing. And he had to get it under subjection. And it's not our spirit, it's our flesh that gives us all the problems, gives us all the issues. And we have to pray. And how do you do that? You make your spirit stronger than your flesh. You feed that spirit. How? By the word of God, by the promises, by faith, by fasting, by prayer, by worship, and all of those wonderful things that feed the spirit. So Jesus said unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then he said, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Basically telling them that he is the way, he is the sacrificial lamb, because Jesus said it, I believe it. And I thought about it. And I was talking to someone this week, and the conversation went into so many different beliefs in the world today. How many of those, you can't believe every spirit? You can't believe every sermon. If it's not biblical, come on. If it's not backed up by the Word of God, it may be very eloquent. It may be very powerful. It may be very emotional. If it's not backed up by the Word of God. In fact, how can you preach a better a sermon than what Jesus just preached there in the 14th verse? When all inclusive, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Man, he summed it all up in himself. And you can't get to the Father except by me. There's no other way. So how is man or society come up with all these different ways? Some even talk about just serve any God. Where do they find that in the Bible? Not just any God. Not man-made gods. The Bible, in fact, God tells us in his word, thou shalt have no other God before me. Serve no other God. He is the deity. He is the one, the true Jehovah God. And if any man or any angel of light comes preaching or teaching anything other than what the disciples or the apostles preached, the Bible said, let them be a liar. Know this word. Read this word. Write it on the tables of your heart. If you like good sermons, you get them right here. Amen. Jesus preached many, many wonderful sermons. And the red letters is not only thing that's good. It's all very encouraging. In fact, all scripture is given for inspiration and reproof. Amen. And you read it, familiarize yourself with it, and you can actually have a sermon every day if you want to. Just open up the Word of God. And I tell you what, the Bible, it will prick your heart. Amen. Whether you're saved, born again, or whatever, it'll still prick your heart. Amen. And we need to be submissive and obedient. How do I know? Jesus said it. And if Jesus said it, I'm going to believe it. Amen. Regardless of what man says, the doubters today said, oh, you've been hearing that story all my life. That doesn't mean that it's not true. I believe Jesus is coming just like he said. He went away. He said, I'm coming back in like manner. And I believe that. I hold to that. I want to be ready when he comes. Amen. God bless you. Love you so much. Appreciate you coming out on a Wednesday night. So good to have you. Appreciate seeing Brother and Sister Morrow and the granddaughter. Does she sing? That wasn't the car. So she'll be singing on the way home tonight. Huh? Well, maybe next time she can sing for us, but it's good to have y'all. If you'll stand tonight, amen, we'll give you an opportunity. If anyone needs prayer tonight, we believe in healing. And we believe that God is just as mighty, just as powerful on Wednesday night as he is on Sunday. How many knows that God is strong every day? So if you have a need tonight, please come forward. We'll pray with you. Man, all right. Well, God bless each and every one of you. We love you so very much. We're going to need some men after church, I think, to move the tables out. Sister Karen wanted us to make sure that we announce that. And we want to make sure our young men know about it, because they can move tables probably better than we can. But we'll help them. All right.
heaven against the Lord. But God is able, man. How many knows there's nothing impossible with the Lord? Brother Jim, if you would come, dismiss us.
Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Again, just it's wonderful to get together in the house of the Lord. And again, as Brother Eddie said, just thank each and every one of you that's here tonight live. Those of you watching online, we just love you too. And we thank you for your support and your prayers. We get ready to dismiss. We just want to make sure our hearts and minds are clear. Praise the Lord. And then, like I said, as Brother Eddie said, anyone that can, come on over to the Curtis Center, and we'll get the tables and chairs pulled out and get set up. All righty. With this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house. Lord, now as we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord, and for each and every prayer that's gone forward tonight, Lord, we just by faith give it to you. We release it to you, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Y'all have a wonderful day. See y'all over in the